sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II.
Chapter 5, and it says, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered and said, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city, and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. For just a little while this morning, I want to speak from the subject, chained or changed. Chained or changed. This word today is an interesting word because we hear in the text many things that it speaks of and how it deals with the realities of those who are chained by sin, by setbacks, by misfortunes, by demonic activity, and so forth. And then we see the difference in a life that's been changed from what it presently was to what it had become after having a personal meeting or coming together with Jesus Christ. I think it's easy and safe to say immediately that no matter what your past has been before you've met Jesus, once you meet him and surrender to him, your life will never be the same. It's important for us to see the lessons, the varied and many lessons that we have in the text that we've read in your hearing. The first thing that I want to focus on is that sin shackles you. Sin puts you into chains. And then when we look at the word, we're going to understand that chains are multidimensional. There are physical chains, but then there are spiritual chains. There are mental chains, there are emotional chains, there are many other chains that represent being bound and are held captive by a power or an authority greater than yourself. And whatever it is that you are addicted to, that you are captive of, has got you this morning in a chain. But need this day you understand that just because you've been chained don't mean you can't be changed. Look at the word, if you will. And they came over unto the other side of the sea. Now this is when Jesus just got through calming the sea they were on, and the disciples thought they were going to perish, and Jesus spoke, and the winds and the sea obeyed him, and they became afraid because they didn't understand, asking themselves, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? They still had not comprehended that he was Lord over all. And being Lord over all, there was no power, there was no potentate, there was no authority that was greater than he was or could do what he could do, even in the earth realm, because of who he was and whose he was, being God's son. And so when you see the marveling over his ability to speak to a situation, I said speak to a situation, and that situation lined up by the authority of his word, they're going to see not only does he calm storms, but he calms spirits. Look at the word. And they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. It did not mean that he didn't have chains on him. The next verse goes to explain that he had been placed in physical chains, and there were times, even when he had physical chains on him, because of the demonic supernatural power he had, he was so strong he was able to break the chains. There were fetters on him that he was able to break as well. Those were other strongholds placed upon him because of the demonic supernatural power that he had because of the unclean spirit dwelling on the side of, on the inside of him. Now, Jesus recognized the situation, but more importantly, the situation recognized Jesus. And you need to know, my brothers and sisters, that demons tremble at the name, the calling, the sound of Jesus. And that's why when you get in the habit of speaking in Jesus' name, but you can't speak in his name unless you are authorized to speak in his name, you have authority. And it's not you that the demons tremble and fear, it's the authority that you've been given that makes them tremble and fear when you say Jesus and have something to back it up with. They saw Jesus, the spirit's within the man. When Jesus came to that seashore, the man, filled with the spirit, immediately was drawn to Jesus Christ. Now listen at this, because I want you to see what the word says. The Bible says in verse 4, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. That was no training him, no taming him, no bringing him under control. This man was demonically oppressed and depressed, and he was possessed, and no natural man had any ability to control him. So look at what the Bible says. The Bible says in verse 5, and always, somebody say always. Now here, as you begin to get a visual of the man's activity, because he was demonically depressed, you can't rest when you're demonically oppressed and possessed and depressed. You don't know what it is to sit down in peace and read a book or meditate or just relax. You don't know what it is. They talk about it is ADD and all the rest of it. A whole lot of us got some DDD in it. You know what DDD is? Devil, devil, devil. That's all it is. Now, don't get me wrong. There are medical terms and there are realities with that. But then all of it ain't just on a medical note, and you need to know that. And the world, listen at this, cannot always explain. Doctors will admit that they don't have the cure for everything, and everything that ails you ain't got necessarily nothing to do with medicine. The reason why you can go and you have this ailment, this illness, this problem, this situation cannot be detected by human and medicine and medical technology is because it's not really a medical problem. It might be a spiritual problem. And so you've got to understand, you can't clump and lump everything together and think because there are some inconsistencies or problems within your flesh that it's all medical. Many times it's spiritual. Now listen at this, because the Bible says, and always, night and day, didn't matter the time, he was in the mountains, in the tombs. Mountains representing highs, tombs representing death. He just did not have a balance in his life. He was always up and down, always among the life and living, and then down into the tombs with the dead. Listen to what the Bible says, crying and cutting himself with stones. He was crying because the spirits, the unclean spirits within him, were ripping and stripping him. They were constantly taunting him and tormenting him. He was crying because he was looking for some relief and something to free him from the pain and the torture that he was getting from demonic activity. And then because he could not get any relief, he tried to cut himself as to kill himself. Suicidal thoughts and actions prevailed, but they would not let him kill himself, just bring him to the point where he would harm and hurt himself, but they still wouldn't let him die. Now listen at this, because I want you to see all of this to get a good mental picture of what's happening here. The Bible says in verse 6, and thank God for the first word of verse 6. But, and whenever but is into sentence structure, it changes the trend and thrust of the thought. It was all of this until he met Jesus. But when he saw him, when he met him, look at what the word says. But when he saw Jesus, and listen, I've got news for you. If you could just get him in your view, it don't even matter if he's afar off. If you can just get him somewhere in you, if you know that he's somewhere around, if you can lock hold on him, listen to what the Bible says. When he saw him afar off, now look at what he does to shorten the gap. Jesus has already come to meet you. But there's a point in your life and a time in your life where you need to shorten the gap by coming to him. He's already come down. He's already presented his plan. And you need to say, Lord, I need you. So here, the man who is possessed with spirits, both of them are subject unto Jesus. Listen now. Listen to what the Bible says. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? what's happening. The spirits are using his mouth and his body, but his words do not come from him. Now look at how demonic activity plays itself out. Spirits need a body, a house, a place to dwell, a vessel, a vehicle, so that they can do through that vehicle and venue what they need to do in the earth realm. Now, he got inside of the man, he is occupying the man, and he speaks through the man's mouth, but they are not the man's word. Jesus is familiar with that. One day, Peter, God was asking, Jesus was asking, but whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he was trying to get an understanding if they really knew who they had in their midst, who he really was. And he said, some say, you know, thou art prophet Elijah, some say John the Baptist, Jeremiah, on and on and on. He said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter received a revelation from the Lord. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, oh, you've done it well, but flesh and blood had not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And Peter stuck his chest out. And a few verses later, the devil got in Peter. And Jesus was explaining, I've got to go to the cross. I've got to give up my life. I've got to leave this world. I've got to go back to my Father. Peter like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Jesus, be that far from you. Uh-uh. You ain't going to die. He went and changed the whole script. Jesus turns and he looks Satan right in the eye. Because he heard Peter's voice, but he knew Satan's words. And he said, get thee behind me. Not Peter, Satan. Because he understood that Satan needed a vessel. He needed a body to do and speak through and work through. And he used Peter the moment God got through using him, because the Holy Ghost was not dwelling in men at that time. So the Holy Ghost had come upon him, revealed that truth through him, and then departed from him. And while he was open, the spirit of the enemy came in. And because he thought Jesus would not discern, coming from the same man who had just spoken a revelation from God, that this would be a revelation also of God, Jesus, you're not going to die. You're not. But Jesus recognized the voice of Satan. Jesus said he knows the voice of his Father, and the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. Jesus knew that was not the reality of Peter speaking, but Satan. So here this man comes and he does the same thing. He's used of the devil to speak words unto Jesus. Now I want to say another thing about this. Jesus can always tell when the worship is real. Look at what the Bible says. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, because Jesus knows reality and realness in folk, he was not moved by the false sense of worship. You know, we can get caught up in folk praising us and building us up and telling us all we want to hear. And when we get to that point, we forget what we wanted to say or what we wanted to do. But when they got through with all of that and Jesus heard his appeal, Jesus knew that that was not the voice of one who was sincere, that this man was demon possessed. And look at what the word says again. And cried with a loud voice, verse 7, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, sincerely appeal to you, thee by God, that thou torment me not. Amen. Now the man didn't have a reason for Jesus to torment him, but the Spirit did. Yeah. Listen to what the Bible says. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? Now, here's the interesting thing now. This spirit is disguised and cloaked as one. But he can't lie to Jesus. So when Jesus asks him his name, look at the name that he offers to Jesus. The Bible says, and he answers saying, my name is Legion. Now, Legion, and he goes on to explain, means, for we are many. Now, here's what you need to see, that the spirit world occupying this man went in unison together to do in this man what the devil wanted him or them to do. He was the head demon, if you will, or the demon in charge. And there were a whole lot of imps and a whole lot of smaller devils underneath him who were under his charge and his authority. And he was the head demon. I didn't say the head deacon, I said the head demon. He was the head demon in charge, and he had the authority to cause all of these other demonic spirits to do what he wanted them to do when he wanted them to do, and all of them occupied this man's life and literally chained him from within and without. Now listen at this, because I want you to see this. The Bible says in verse 10, and he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the, look, devils, what does your Bible say? Besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Listen, demonic spirits, when they are cast out, which is why you ought not play with the power you don't possess. Read in Acts, you'll see the seven sons of Sceva tried to play with divine power that they did not have. Demonic spirits know when you're real, know when you have authority. When they called out playing with something they didn't have, authority, calling them out in Jesus' name, the demons said, listen, Jesus we know. And Paul we know. But we got a question, who are you? Meaning you ain't got no authority to call us out of where we are. Matter of fact, we tell you what we gonna do. We gonna leave them and jump out of them and whipped all seven of their behinds till their clothes were all torn off of them. And they ran out. I bet they didn't call on no Jesus no more. Talking about, I cast you out in Jesus' name. Y'all ought to hear me here. See, when you cast out demons, they are looking for other places to go. And if you're not careful, what you cast out of somebody might jump into you if you're not protected and functioning according to the authority of the Holy Ghost. Now listen at this. The demon saw some swine feeding. Again, it was life, blood, flesh. So they got in the pigs. Swine, that's what pigs are. Pigs. Pork. The other white meat. I tell you, I wish I had time to talk about how much I love pork, but I ain't gonna go there today. Because I cast every demon in hell out of that pork. Now listen, let me say this now. I want you to see the word. I want you to see the word. The Bible says, verse 13, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave. He gave them the authority to exit the man because that was a command, but he gave them the authority to go into the feeding swine. Now here's what I want you to see. The Bible says, again, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits, plural, went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. Now, look at what the Bible says. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Now, two things I want you to focus on. First of all, it gives you an idea of how many demons possess that one man's life. Listen at this now. If there were about 2,000 pigs and the spirits left out of that man and went into those pigs and drowned them, the 2,000 or so pigs, it showed you the number of demons occupying one person at one time. Secondly, I want you to see something else. They had authority to go into the pigs, which meant then that the pigs no longer had a will of their own. They were led under the authority of the demonic spirits that entered into them. Now, because they have to use some flesh and some blood to live in, once they asked Jesus, could they go into the pigs? Look at how deceptive they are now. They get in the pigs and they run the pigs down into the river. But now what do you think happened into the sea? What do you think happened when they choked to death? The spirits were then released from them then. And they sought other persons to occupy. They then were given the charge to go into them, but when they died, they are released from them then. And so then they chose, as being released, to go and to function and do what they do best, and that's to destroy men's lives. Now look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, again, verse 14, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. Now those who were feeding the swine came back telling everybody the story. They knew about the man who had been possessed with the demons. They didn't know how many, but when they saw all 2,000 plus of their hogs go running down into the sea, those who fed them say, we ain't gonna stay here because we don't want what happened to them to happen to us. So they took out, told it in the city, told it in the country, told it everywhere they could. So people came out. Listen to this. To see two things. One, they wanted to see the man who was possessed, and they wanted to see the man who freed him from his possession. Now listen at this now. Verse 15 says, or the end of 14 says, and they went out to see what it was that was done. Verse 15 says, and they came to Jesus and see him that was, somebody say was, possessed with the devil and had the legion. Now look at him. He's sitting. Never did that before. And clothes, because he was naked running around the tombs and in the mountains. And look at what the Bible says. And in his right mind, meaning that he was normal and had the activity of his thinking ability and thinking processes functioning properly. And they were afraid. Now that's interesting, isn't it? As I pointed out before, and I want you to see, people many times can deal with you crazy better than they can with you sane. See, some folk like to say, oh, he just crazy, don't worry about him. You talking to people, just ignore him, he crazy. Don't. Now, when they see the man who was possessed with a legion, who had all of these demons in him, who was shouting and crying, cutting himself, running in the mountains, going into the tombs, they wrote him off as just being crazy and were not afraid of him, even though at that time he could have killed everyone that came in contact with him. They wrote him off as being a misfit, being crazy and unhelpable, and they left it at that.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at the same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Thank you. powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, pastor and founder of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church.